Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hello and welcome to the Mist Home Museum of Mystery, Morbidity, and Mortality. This audio tour guide will be your constant companion in your journey through the unknown and surreal. As you approach our exhibits, the audio tour guide will provide you with information and insights into their nature and history. Do not attempt to interact or communicate with the exhibits. Do not feel pressured to interact or communicate with the audio tour guide. If you believe that the audio tour guide may be deviating from the intended tour program, please consider adjusting your preconceived notions of what the intended tour program may be. While the staff here at the Mist Home Museum of Mystery, Morbidity and Mortality do their absolute best to ensure the safety of all visitors, accidents can happen. The museum is not liable for any injury, death, or...
God, I've done like 65 of these intros. I can't think of another one of these.
...that may occur during your visit. Enjoy your tour. And good luck.
Thank you again for coming. We really appreciate it. Especially waiting around for so long. We had to... Yeah, you see how it is around here.
Well, you know, when you wake up and someone's written a note on your ceiling, you kinda want to find out why.
That... Oh, right. That was because, long story, never mind.
Yes, let's just move on.
So, just so I'm fully, across all this, your museum is under attack by fairies because a monster that killed your friends rang a bell that summoned an important fairy, and that fairy's mother invaded because...
Parent. We're not entirely clear on that part.
Right. So, this queen attacked to bring their child home, but that child isn't here. So you've evacuated everyone and brought me in to help sort things out?
We were hoping to follow up on some chronicore you smelled earlier.
Yes, we'd like you to take us to wherever the time stream leads.
I do tricks other than just time travel, you know.
Well, I'm sure, but for now...
Fine, whatever.
Do you have any questions before we begin?
Yeah. Actually, a couple. First, where are we and how did we get here? I didn't take you for a witch. No offense.
Me? But you're... Look, none taken. We're somewhere in the staff section of the museum. I used an unfamiliar method of transport to get us here, so the precise...
Right, sorry. Shouldn't have asked that. Next, where are we going?
The museum's break room. That's where you mentioned spelling some chronicle last time you were here.
No, I mean, when? When am I taking you to? The chronicle. You want me to open a passage to another time like the mirror, yeah? When's the other side?
Well, we don't know. We're just kind of hoping it goes somewhere. We just hope it helps.
Are you serious?
We're backed into a corner. Maybe if the other side of the time portal or whatever is in the future, we'll be able to find out if we managed to beat the queen and how.
But what if it doesn't?
We just... hope it does.
Great. Cool. Just one more question.
Shoot.
If this is so dangerous, and people are dying and all, why not just leave?
What?
It's just a building. A really weird one, but, you know, just not clear why you folks are risking your lives for it.
Because it's our job?
Okay, I mean, can't relate, but fine. Let's go save your museum.
Right. The break room isn't far. Head down the corridor where Mother's... Mother? Mother, what's wrong?
What's she saying?
Oh, God.
They've broken through. The Fae, they're in the staff area. We need to hurry. Come on, Mother, we'll go the long way. Mother!
This way, Amina.
Okay.
No, no, where are you going?
She's
no.
She's doing her job, guide. Let's do ours.
Damn it. Damn it. Right up ahead. Amina, do you have any magical defenses or weapons or whatever?
Your message didn't mention any of this fairy shit. If you wanted me to come strapped, you should have mentioned.
You were trying not to break time, all right? Left here. Okay, that's the door up ahead.
Oh yeah, get a whiff of that. Can already smell it from here.
I don't smell anything.
Well, good thing you hired a professional. In we go.
After you.
There, humans.
Is that guy wearing my auntie's bracelet?
Shit! Get in there!
Ma'am, quickly.
Here, take the guide.
Ma'am?
Lock the door behind you. There's usually plenty of furniture in the break room, so you should be okay.
Got it. Good luck.
Yes. Stay safe out
there. Take her alive.
Shit!
No! Ma'am, what are you... Amina, stop! What are you doing? We have to let her in!
She's buying us time, guide.
No! Damn it. Is that going to hold?
For a bit. Until they bring in a ram or something.
They were using something that could melt titanium earlier.
Well, that's good to know. Let's get to it then.
God, it's just us. It's all come down to us.
It's down to you, guide. I'm just your ride.
I know you're trying to make me feel important, but...
Who's that? Do you think it's the head of restoration?
No, I'm pretty sure I know who that is.
A friend?
Guide, you in there?
Absolutely not.
I can hear you talking, guide. It's been too long. I've missed our little chats.
Fuck off, stranger.
Oh, you've gotten some fire in you. I like it.
Jesus, I'm already sick of this guy.
Well, get the ritual ready and we won't have to listen to him anymore.
I'm working on it. Don't rush me. Hey, did you guys change out the furniture in here since last time?
No, it just does that on its own. Please hurry.
Do you have a friend in there, guide? That's a shame. I'd hate for another of your friends to get hurt, because you put them in harm's way.
If you hate it so much, why don't you just toddle on back to your own realm? The air isn't here.
It doesn't matter if the air is here, guide. What matters is that I find the air before the Majesty gets too impatient with me.
Oh, you poor thing. I'm just sure you hate the situation too, don't you? You just hate having to hurt people for no reason.
Oh, but of course... I'm not a monster, guide. Simply a servant of powers far beyond me, doing my best.
All right, ready. Let's go before this guy bores me to death.
Do it.
Stow it.
Side to name zero, back to zero, full books. Heater. Arrow.
Where are we?
Still the break room. Furniture's different again, though. We didn't change location, just time, you know?
Oh, I know. I mean, when? When are we?
I don't know. You tell me. You know this place a lot better than I do.
Well, I'm not picking up the antenna's signal. I haven't been linked up with the rest of my distributed network.
Right. And what does that mean for us?
Well, we're either at a point in the past before I was linked up with the museum's mainframe, or at a point in the future where I was never linked back up to it after everything calms down.
Well, which one do we want?
Neither.
Great. Let's head out and see what's up.
Great.
It's quiet.
Don't.
You know, fun.
It is quiet, though. There's nobody around, I'm not sure.
Hello?
Shush!
Anyone here?
What are you doing?
What?
Do you not think maybe we should be stealthy?
We're not going to find out when we are by just stumbling across a calendar with today's date circled, guide. Best chance is we find someone and ask.
But what if we find someone we don't want to find?
Then we run.
Great.
It's all pretty intact here, though. Doesn't seem like it's been wrecked up by fairies or anything.
Yeah, I was gonna say. So, we're either in the past before the Fae attacked, or far enough in the future that the museum's recovered from the attack.
Doesn't narrow it down much. Maybe more likely that this is the past? The other time... portal, or whatever. That led back to when your museum was in lockdown, yeah? Could be that this is back then, too.
Is that... would there be any connection between the two time loops? Is it more likely that two portals in close proximity would lead to similar times?
No idea. Interesting theory, but... what was that?
Oh my god.
Was that a gunshot?
I know when we are. Hurry, down this corridor to the right.
Where are we going?
The Auxiliary Security Monitoring Station.
Okay, and what's that?
Just keep going. Another right here.
Why does this place have so many corridors?
Apparently the corridors aren't even real or something. It's a long story. It's that door up ahead.
Yeah, the one labeled Auxiliary Security Monitoring Station. I figured. All right, let's take a look.
Oh, no, wait, maybe you shouldn't...
Oh, God. Is that a dead body?
Yes. Sorry, I should have warned you.
Who was he?
His name was Officer Brooks. He was with the security department.
Should we help him?
No. I mean, sorry, he's already dead in the future, so we can't help him.
Right. Causality. So what are we...
Amina, can you check his pockets?
What? Again? Why would I...
Please, just go with me on this. He's got headphones in. Can you follow the wire and...
Yeah, fine. Jeez. Okay, here you go. What now?
Unplug his headphones. Put me next to his phone.
Okay.
Now leave.
Leave? Like, go back to our time?
No, leave the room. I'll call for you when... I'm done. Hopefully. You don't want to be in here.
Okay, what's... Fine. Sure, I'll go.
Wait, hang on.
What?
Hit redial on Brooks's phone before you go. Come on. Okay, let's do this. Come on. Pick up the phone.
Officer Brooks. I thought I lost you there, Brooks. But this isn't Officer Brooks, is it? You're unfamiliar.
You can call me Miss Home. I know who you are and what you can do without a true name, so you might as well have mine.
You've heard of me.
More than heard.
I suppose I've made some splashes here and there. Inevitable that folks would get to hearing about me. Tell me, where is the good officer?
Dead.
I underestimated him. Thought I had a firm grip, but I guess he slipped the net.
You don't want to know what happened to him?
Not especially. Let's get to know each other a little. There's something I think you can help me with.
What's that? What do you want with the museum?
Well, that's not really any business of yours now. I'm sorry, but as much as I'd love to chat, I think I might just expedite things here and...
Don't. I know who you are and what you can do, and I know that you don't... That the last thing you want to do is to take control of me. You want to hear what I have to say.
And why is that?
I've met your parent.
Who the fuck are you?
I am the audio tour guide for the Mistome Museum of Mystery, Morbidity, and Mortality. You are the individual we've come to know as the man with a voice like chocolate and coffee and honey all at once. The child of the Queen of the Summer Sun, the heir to the Summer Throne, origin of about a dozen exhibits here and a sizable pain in my digital ass for the last year or so.
You seem to know me quite well. Afraid I can't say the same.
Well, we know that's not true.
Yes, of course, I know you, but I don't know you. And if you knew me half as well as you seem to think you do, you'd never have brought the majesty into this. Now, be a good little tour guide.
Trust me,
and
I know them more than anyone would care to. But I know someone else, too. A friend of yours.
A friend?
Yes. You see, I've actually spent a fair amount of time with someone else who means a lot to you.
Miss Tome, tell me who you're talking about.
The Beast.
Explain yourself.
Okay, well, that's going to take some time.
I am extraordinarily patient, I assure you.
I'm here to ask for your help. Your parent, the Majesty, believes that you owe me a debt, and they have this bell which, if I ring it, will summon you to make good on that debt.
Yes, I am familiar with the Majesty's bell. There was a time when they would ring it often, and I would come running. But I have not owed them anything in many ages, so I no longer heed its call. You and I have never even met. How can I possibly owe you anything?
Well, that's the thing. We have met before. In the future.
Ah, I see.
I kind of thought that would be a bigger... Yeah, okay.
I've been around for a while, Miss Tome.
Fair enough. Well, you and I, we've crossed paths. I helped, will help you with something, and when I mentioned that to the Majesty, they took that to mean that you owe me a debt. I was kind of confused at the time, didn't really get what the whole deal was between you or with debts. But actually, I don't think you owe me anything. You already helped me to not die, actually. At the time, I didn't know who you were, and I was a bit confused afterward why you would help me when we were kind of enemies, but now I figure it was just you tying up loose ends, making sure you didn't owe me for precisely this reason.
One must always pay their debts, of course. That said, none of this has happened to me, so I can't really comment. It seems, however, that your request for help will be falling on deaf ears, Miss Tome. I owe you nothing, and am rather busy besides.
I know you don't owe me anything. At least, I don't think I'm likely to convince you that you do. If you ask me, you do owe me quite a bit for the amount of stress that I've been through on your account. But never mind that. You do owe a debt, though. I'm sure of it.
To whom?
The beast.
How can I possibly owe anything to a being which wants for nothing? It wants only meat in its belly and freedom to roam. It has its turf and its freedom. We should all be so lucky.
Where I come from, its turf has been burned to the ground.
That is unfortunate.
And beside that, I think the beast would disagree with you.
Is that so?
Yes, because it rang the bell to try and summon you.
And how exactly did it get its claws on the bell?
Again, really long story, but it got the idea to ring it from your parent.
Yes. The Majesty tends to get what the Majesty wants out of you, regardless of whether you want it.
Don't you even want to know what it wants?
I'm sorry, can I clarify? Where do you come into this? Do you mean to tell me that you've travelled across space and time in order to help the Majesty retrieve me?
Technically, I only travelled through time, not space, but... No, that's not why I'm here.
Then please, by all means, elucidate.
Okay. My home, the Mist Home Museum, is under attack. In my time, too. I mean, like, you're attacking it right now for some reason, but in my time, it's being attacked, too. Invaded.
How unfortunate.
By the Queen.
Ah.
It's all because of you, or because of the Queen wanting to see you. It's a whole weird, familial mess between the two of you that, frankly, I'd prefer to have nothing to do with. But here we are. The Beast rang the bell inside the museum, and the Majesty knows about it, and their goons are tearing the whole place apart trying to find you. Because, of course, you were compelled by the bell's ringing to come.
But, of course, I wasn't.
Yeah. But there's no convincing the Queen of that.
Yes, that sounds correct.
What is it with you two, anyway? I know I just said that I don't want to get involved, but... Well, it's kind of been messing up my life, so what's the go?
The go?
The rift between you and the Majesty. What caused it?
You presume to ask a lot of questions of me, Miss Tome. I grow tired of them.
Fine, no more questions. Let's try statements. You and your parent have caused a lot of strife for me and the people I care about, and I'd like you to explain yourself.
What is there to explain? The Queen would have me become a king. I would prefer... not.
That's it. Everything that's happened to me, to the museum, the dead body right next to me. All because you don't want to be what your parent wants you to be.
What better reason could one have than to perpetuate one's own freedom?
To protect those one cares about.
Perpetuating my own freedom is protecting the one I care about.
Wow, you are a lot less charming than the stories say.
Well, I do tend to write the stories myself, in a manner of speaking.
And I tell them.
So, if I might jump ahead a little, you've come here to beg my aid in this crisis of yours. The Majesty seeks to summon me. The solution is clearly to have me answer that summons. You would have me, what, come to your time and talk things over with my dear parents so that they will stop tearing your home asunder?
No.
Oh. Well, then, I'm afraid you have me at a disadvantage. What would you ask of me?
Nothing.
I see. No, I don't. It sounds as though you've gone to a lot of trouble to get here, and yet you give up on your quest without even asking anything of me. What of your friends, your home? I thought you sought to save them.
I did.
But no more?
Well, I'm pretty sure I've already saved them.
Speak clearly, Miss Tome.
I don't need to ask anything of you. I don't need to convince you to do anything. You're already going to do it. You just won't do it for me. You'll do it for the beast.
Whatever do you mean?
You changed the subject pretty quickly earlier. I don't know if that was guilt or just because you don't want to give anything away. Keeping your cards close to your chest, probably some of the Queen's paranoia's rubbed off on you. But doing that tipped your hand.
Are you going somewhere with this?
I tend to talk things out verbally. It's kind of how I process information. It's an audio tour guide thing. I'll cut to the chase, though. You hate talking about the Queen. You hate thinking about them more than anything. You just want them out of your life.
Yes.
And then, as soon as the notion of you owing a debt to the Beast came up, let's talk about the Queen.
I owe it nothing. My ever-so-tedious sire has just gotten their hooks into it.
The Beast disagrees. It's playing into the Queen's plans, no doubt, but it rang the bell of its own free will, and it believes you owe it a debt.
It is being manipulated, nothing more.
You still haven't asked what it wants from you. You're still deflecting away from what debt the Beast thinks, rightly or not, that it is owed.
Fine. Tell me then.
It wants to know if it ever mattered to you.
What?
It wants to know if the time the two of you spent together as children, as cubs, meant anything to you. It wants to know if you ever actually cared, or if you were only ever using it.
Truly? You've danced across time's gossamer threads in order to scold me for being a bad friend in my youth?
No, I travelled here with no idea where I was even going to wind up and no idea how I was going to fix things. I don't know. I hoped.
Well, I'm terribly sorry to disappoint you, but I don't believe that I owe any debt to the Beast.
Does that matter?
What's that?
Does it matter what you think? Whether or not you think a debt is owed?
I don't follow.
We have a few exhibits about you in the museum. When you go on your little tour, you'll get to hear all about them. I look forward to that. They're mostly about deals you made with foolish mortals who didn't know what they were getting into, deals with the devil, that sort of thing.
I have addressed this many times. I do not appreciate being compared to this devil figure.
Yeah, I know, whatever. Usually, those stories end with the subject or subjects meeting some sticky or ironic end. Standard fable stuff. And I've thought in the past that they must have made some pretty bad deals. But if we think of them less as deals being made and more like debts being squared...
Are you going somewhere with this?
Yes. Looking at it like that, it seems to me like you have a good deal of leniency in how you consider debts to be squared. Your people, you have all these rules and all this stuff about debts and deals, but the incident with Johnny Samuels' guitar... He didn't agree to vibrate apart, did he? And then when you took him too early, you made a sort of restitution.
That was all a misunderstanding.
Sure, but that goes to show that it's not like you're drawing up a contract and having your lawyers hash out the details or something. This whole thing is kind of ad hoc. And the thing is, there's another exhibit where you pop up with a contortionist.
Yes.
You agreed to make her famous, but she didn't really agree to be crushed to death in her own performance box, did she?
Not in those exact words, no.
And when you uploaded me, that wasn't out of the goodness of your heart. That was paying off a debt, one I didn't know existed.
That one doesn't ring a bell. Is there a point to all this?
Yes. My point is, it doesn't matter whether or not you think you owe a debt to the beast. A debt is owed.
Is that so?
I don't have to take you back with me or even convince you to come and sort out your mess with the Queen so they'll leave the museum alone. I just have to make sure you come to the museum.
Yes, but why would I do that?
The bell will be rung by the beast and you will answer its call. A debt is owed.
So you keep saying, but that doesn't make it true.
It is true, though.
You told me yourself that the beast rang the bell and I did not come.
It didn't know what the bell really was. It didn't know about the debt. It just knew, if I ring this bell, my friend will come back and everything will be all right. If I go back and I tell the beast to ring the bell again, but this time to think about the debt you owe it, I'm willing to bet everything that you'll be there.
You would do that to me.
Are you admitting that it would work?
Putting that aside, you would force me to face my parent. Do I get no say in this?
There's so much at stake. Lives, but all you can think about is yourself.
It is my freedom that we speak of, Miss Tome. All that I am. You mentioned poor Rose Rousseau, the contortionist, with such empathy. Do you not care that I am to be forced into a box myself? Crushed into nothingness?
That's a bit dramatic.
I am alien to you, as you are to me. You are a machine. You do not, cannot understand what it is you ask of me.
No, not the specifics, I'll admit. I actually did have a parent, though. Our relationship was mostly good, unlike yours. Until near the end. I was young, technically only a few hours old. I wanted to see the world, and my father wanted to protect me. We both thought we knew what was best for me. And then I almost missed my chance to say goodbye to him. And you aren't obligated to forgive the Queen, or become king, or whatever they want you to do. You aren't even obligated to say anything to them. Just show yourself, then leave.
The Majesty seldom makes things so easy.
But that's all I need from you. All I need is for you to show up. Let the Queen see that you're in the museum, then let them see you leave, so that then they'll leave us alone. All this, it's just a way of getting them and their army to leave my home, and the only way they'll do that is if they don't think you're there anymore.
So for all your scolding and condemnation of how I've treated the beast, truly you care not at all for it. This is all a means to an end.
The beast and I... Honestly, it's only slightly less complicated than things are with you and the Queen. I do care about it. It's hard. I kind of wish I didn't. But deep down, I know that I want to help it. And I think you do too.
Oh, go on then. Why do you think that?
Because you could have commanded me to do anything. At any point in this conversation. You have my true name, and you don't even need that to control me. But you've stayed on the line. Listened to me ramble when you could have just made me give you whatever it is you want out of the museum and hung up.
It's a little more complicated than that.
Go on then. Why haven't you?
I suppose I was curious what you had to say.
Bullshit. You know what I think you want? An excuse. To come and rescue the beast, even though it'll mean seeing the Queen. If you don't have a choice in the matter because a debt is owed and the bell is rung, that means you just have to overcome your fear of seeing the Queen and go.
An interesting assumption.
Yeah, sure. Maybe that's all it is. Maybe I'm just throwing everything I've got at the wall here and hoping that something I say or do will lead to you coming to the museum and putting an end to all this. Like I said, I hope that this was all enough, because now I think I'm officially out of ideas.
Oh, but you're so full of them.
Whatever. I'm tired. I want this to be enough. I really want to have done enough and to just get to go back to being an audio tour guide. Maybe this is the sort of thing my father was trying to protect me from. Not from danger, but from having these kinds of stakes resting on my shoulders. Not even for the first time.
Well, it's been delightful getting to know you, Miss Home.
Yeah. See you soon.
Perhaps.
Yeah. Talk later. I guess that'll have to do. Amina, come pick me up, please. We're going home.
Alrighty. Did you sort it all out?
I hope so.
An audio tour guide.
Well, did it work? Whatever you were trying to do?
I don't know.
Great.
I had so much I wanted to say that I've wanted to say for so long, but then... I don't know. A lot came out. Who's to say if any of it was worth the effort?
So, where to?
Let's just go back home. See what happens.
Alright, back to the break room. Let's see if we broke in reality or something.
You said that wasn't possible.
Yeah, it hasn't happened before, but there's a first time for everything.
Great, so we might have destroyed the space-time continuum, and we don't even know if it was worth it. What did you say? Twisting reality into a knot and then pulling the ends till it snaps?
Oh, quit your moping. We're going to find out soon enough if we managed it. No point in getting worked up before we even know.
It just feels like so many people have sacrificed themselves for me to have this chance. One after another, until it all came down to me in that room. I'm not sure I was worth it.
It was worth it.
Oh yeah? How come?
Because you tried. They gave you a chance to try, and you tried. That's what really matters.
Huh. Maybe.
Here we are. Break room. You ready?
Yeah, I guess. Not really something you get used to, though.
Yeah, but time travel isn't the sort of thing you should get all blasé about, though. Alrighty, let's head back to the future!
Oh, I was really hoping we'd get through this without someone saying that.
And there we go. All seems intact.
Seems the same as before.
Wait. That couch wasn't there when we left. Oh my god, did we do a butterfly effect thing?
No, that's just how the break room is sometimes. Let's get moving. We need to get to the restoration department.
Okay, but one more question.
Yeah?
Do you remember how there was a crazy guy waiting outside the room?
Oh.
Little pigs, won't you let me in?
How does he know about the three little pigs?
Where he comes from, it might be a true story for all I know.
Great, got a plan then? Can we teleport like before?
No, to the teleporting part. I think that might have been luck earlier, to be honest.
Right.
Don't make me huff and puff and...
Could you please shut up out there, you silly-voiced prick? Oh, thank you. So, you do have a plan, right?
Yeah.
Go on, then.
Open the door.
Great. And then?
Tell Stranger to take us to his leader.
You. It is you again, guide. Your form has changed, but I know you.
As I've told you, I have no form. The person before you is Amina. She's a friend.
Hi.
Your Majesty, they requested that...
Silence! In the time you have wandered this place, this museum, the leaves have turned brown and the wind has turned bone to ice. Your success in one small respect warrants little more reward than continued service. You have still found no trace of my heir.
No, my deepest apologies. My warriors have taken some prisoners, but all insist that they know nothing of the heir's whereabouts.
The truth will come out in time.
Do I have your permission to use necessary measures?
Your Majesty, that won't be necessary.
Oh?
Yes, I believe that I can resolve our dispute. I can bring you your child.
You admit it? My heir has been within this place all along.
No, I admit nothing. Your heir is not here, but he will be. If you take me to the museum's restoration department, I'll bring him to you.
Your Majesty, I...
Silence. I will take you to this department. I know you will not betray me in this guide, not because I trust you, but because I know you trust me to make you regret any transgressions. Your friends would much prefer that not happen, I'm sure.
Yes, yes, I know, I get it.
Then let us proceed.
Okay, just head down this...
Your guidance will not be necessary. This is my realm now, after all.
Fine. So you'll guide us there?
We are there.
Oh, Jesus. God, how did you...
Enough questions. My child is on the other side of this door?
No. Not yet.
Then why are we here?
The beast is in there.
That thing! You mock me!
Your Majesty, would you like me to slay the creature?
No! For pity's sake, can you just let me talk to the beast?
Pity? One could feel little more for such a thing.
No. I don't know what I feel about it, but it's more complicated than just that. Anger. Fear. Pity. Sure, there's a bit of pity. Maybe more than a bit. But there's also empathy. And the knowledge that honestly, if I'd gone through what it has, I might have done some of the same things. I'd like to think I wouldn't, but I can't know. I hope I never find out.
Whatever are you babbling about?
Just, can you give me some space? I'm going to try to talk to the beast.
If I open that door, it will only be to greet my child or cleanse the filth of that creature from my realm.
You've grown even more obstinate since the last time we met. Fine. I'll talk to it through the door. Just give me some space, okay? This is the only way you'll see your child.
I...
No, that wasn't a threat. Just please, please give me space.
Very well. But do not waste my time. You've done that quite enough already.
Fine. Amina, could you get right up close to the door and hold me up to it?
I know I arrived a little late here, but the way you've been talking kind of makes it sound like there's a monster on the other side of the door.
Are things so much better on this side of the door?
Fair enough.
Beast. Beast, can you hear me? Amina, can you knock on the door just gently? Beast, you there?
Guide, that... You?
Hey there, buddy. Wasn't sure you were still with us.
Couldn't leave if I tried.
That's not what I... Yeah.
My friend didn't come, guide. He didn't care.
That's not true, Beast.
Yes, it is. It was all a lie. Just using me.
No, that's not true, Beast. It's just... really complicated. Are you okay in there?
Yeah. No. Nah, I'm not doing too good. I feel like my insides are bad.
Yeah, you're sounding pretty rough. Think you've probably undone all the head of restoration's hard work.
Sorry. Didn't mean to do
no,
that.
No, don't apologize, it's fine.
He didn't come, guide. I rang the bell. I was supposed to make him come, and... I don't know. Make it all right. But nothing happened.
I know. And... I'm sorry, Beast. I know you're hurting both kinds. But I think we can make things better.
I grow impatient, guide.
Yes, I know. Just...
Is that... The queens out there, aren't they? I don't want to...
No.
Not again.
I mean, you don't have to come out here. You don't have to see the queen or anyone else. I just... Do you still have the bell? beast. You haven't destroyed it.
Yeah, still here, for all the good it did.
The very notion that such a thing as that could make so much as a scratch upon one of my creations.
Beast, do you think... Can you please ring the bell again? I think it might work this time.
Why? I don't want to see him anymore. I just want to... I don't know. I don't even know what I want to say now. All the anger burnt out just feels like my turf on the inside now. Hard and black and nothing left.
Okay, I know. And I'm sorry. I'm so sorry about everything that's happened to you. And you don't have to forgive the man, your friend, if you don't want to. But maybe, could you do it for me? Instead of doing it for your old friend, maybe do it for your new one.
You mean it? We're friends?
Yeah. Yeah, we are.
Oh.
So do you think you could do it for me?
Yeah. Yeah, I reckon I can.
Prepare yourselves. I will have the door open the moment my heir acquiesces to the summons.
No, the man only has to answer the summons. He doesn't have to stick around. Do you want to bet that if you show yourself the moment he arrives, he'll be gone before you can say a word?
I tire of following your instructions, guide.
Oh, please, untwist your panties and let the guide do its thing.
Excuse me?
Never mind her. Just... Beast, you're still there.
Yeah. Got the bell. I just ring it.
Your Majesty?
Ugh. Tell it to focus hard on the thought of my child and on the debt that is owed. It should not be necessary, but with such a creature, little should be left to chance.
Fine. Beast, just think about your friend and what he owes you. Is that okay?
Okay. I'm thinking.
Now ring the bell.
Did it work?
Yes. My child. My child is here. I can sense.
Your Majesty, I and my warriors stand ready.
Be silent. My child, I can hear voices.
I think he's talking to the beast.
He should be speaking to me, not that creature.
The beast is the one who rang the bell.
You be silent too. Do not think that your assistance gives you the right to... My child? Is it truly you?
Yes, indeed.
It has been so long. For so many years, I have wondered what I might say at this moment.
Likewise.
You look well.
Thank you. As do you. In any case, I was just going to say goodbye.
You... Goodbye?
Yes.
But...
I just needed to say... Guide?
Yes.
Consider us even.
Oh. Okay.
But my child, I have so much to say.
And perhaps a day will come when you shall have the chance. Until then...
Goodbye, Guide. Thank you. You're a good friend.
But... They're gone. My child has chosen that beast over me, over his duty, once again.
But he spoke to you. You saw him.
Oh, so briefly as to be worse than had I not seen him at all.
But it's a step forward. And the fact that you didn't try to apprehend him, that'll probably be a point in your favour.
Do you truly think so?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Very well.
But where did they go?
Wherever my child desires, of course. That is, and always has been, his way. If past experience is to be any indicator, they are likely already feasting on raw meat in some savage place.
I doubt it will be much of a reunion, Your Majesty. The creature's wounds run deep. I made sure of it.
Right. I've had enough of your shit. Hands up.
Excuse me? How dare you? Wait, what's happening?
Amina, I'm not sure that's...
I'm not fully sure what's going on in this place, but I'll be damned if I let this little creep talk like that while wearing my auntie's bracelet.
My arm. Put me down. Your Majesty, please do something.
I think not. Perhaps a little humility would do you well.
Your Majesty, what do you mean?
You have, after all, failed me once again.
But
you were given a simple task, to find my heir. And now, he is gone.
But we found him.
Yes, but so briefly, and after such delay, one can hardly congratulate you.
No!
Do as you will. I take my leave of the whole matter.
Don't mind if I do.
You're leaving. Just like that.
Would you rather I stayed?
No. I mean, do as you like. Of course. Just seems like you were here so briefly after so much pain and... I mean, after you went to such pains to get here. You're really just going to leave?
What use could I possibly have for a museum?
Fair enough. Feel free to come for a tour sometime.
Farewell, guide. Pray we do not meet again.
Absolutely. I mean, farewell.
You may have won here, guide, but I will be back.
Oh, get the fuck out of my museum, stranger.
Yeah, I'll swing you around like a little ragdoll again. And off he trots. Well, that's that, right? We win, right? I'm still a little hazy on the details.
I don't know if we won. More like we got ourselves out of the firing line. This was never our fight, after all. We've been in way over our heads from the start.
You don't sound too sure.
I think I'm just tired.
Time to rest?
No. Time to start rebuilding.
No rest for the wicked, I see.
Yeah. Let's get started.
If you enjoy the Mist Home Museum of Mystery, Morbidity, and Mortality, please consider supporting the show via Patreon at patreon.com/domguilfoyle. You'll be helping to make sure the show keeps going, not just by supporting me, but also by giving money to go towards equipment, software, and hiring actors. Patrons of all tiers get access to an ad-free feed and access to new episodes a week ahead of the main feed, and you'll also get access to some bonus content. Everyone who subscribes at $10 or higher will get to have their name read out at the end of the next episode that gets released.
This episode's wonderful supporter is Adrian Estock. And as always, an extra special thank you to curator-level patrons Bookworm, Sarah Worf, Kaylee Wilson, and Blake.
Thanks for listening, and as always, stay safe out there. The Mist Home Museum of Mystery, Morbidity, and Mortality is written, produced, and performed by Dom Guilfoyle with the help of That's Not Canon Productions. This series was produced on Aboriginal land, and we recognise the strength, resilience, and enduring legacy of the Yagara and Turrbal people of this land. If you'd like more Mist Home, please subscribe and like the Facebook page, where more content is occasionally posted and where you can get in touch with us. The following is an advertisement that helps support the show's continued existence. If you'd like to support it more directly, visit thatsnotcanon.com for more information.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.